So good morning. Get the music started and we'll be ready. So welcome. We have some who are new today. Welcome to you. Welcome to everyone. So we start our practice seated. So sit comfortably on your mat. Close your eyes. These first few moments of our practice really set the stage for what's to come. We shut our eyes and close ourselves off from the rest of our life, the rest of the world. Let it spin around outside, but here we can be still. Instead of focusing on our thoughts, we focus on our breath so that our mind becomes free of distractions. We begin to relax into our body, and as we move through our poses, we release the aches and pains, the stress and tension from our body so that we're not distracted by discomfort. And once we're free of those distractions, we can come more fully to our heart, to our own wellspring of joy and inspiration. Lay your hands open on your legs. Imagine yourself as a reminder, writing on your left hand the word joy. See yourself writing the letters on your hand. And then on the right hand, see yourself writing inspiration. And with those words written on your hands, let's bring that joy and inspiration together in a prayer at our heart. May this practice today bring healing to our body, peace to our mind, joy to our spirit, or joy to our heart, and unity with our spirit. Now with an inhale, take that joy and inspiration and lift them up. Reach them out. And exhale, bring back into your heart again. On the next breath, spread the joy and inspiration wide open. Open your heart. And exhale, come back. Now for the next few breaths, lift your arms, lift your heart, and come back. And then open wide, opening arms, opening hearts, reaching out with joy and inspiration, and coming back. So let your breath guide you. Allowing each pose to be joyful. Allowing each pose to inspire us. Joy and inspiration. Now take the next exhale back into your heart. So as we move through our flows today, let's bring more and more joy to every pose. And let's let every flow inspire us. Now inhale, reaching into the sky. And then exhale, folding into a forward bend, we reach out. Our hands come in contact with the mat. Our fingers will spread open wide, and we'll step our feet back behind us. Now tucking our toes into the mat, we reach our hips up into the sky like the peak of a mountain. Downward facing dog. The first chance to really stretch into our body. Feel yourself in your body here. Feel yourself stretching your back and your arms, creating a nice long line down your body. And then come up onto the toes. Let one heel at a time reach down toward the ground. Stretching into the hamstrings, the calves, down into the ankles. Remember, as we practice, each person will be practicing to their own degree. You don't have to be able to touch your toes to be able to touch your heart. So work in the way that's just right for your body. Now let's walk our hands back to our feet. Our feet firmly rooted in the earth, we let our body hang down like a waterfall cascading down our legs, standing forward bent. This pose inspires us to let go. To remember that this is a practice of letting go, not a practice of achieving. Now take hands onto the mat again. Walk hands forward. And let's make our way back to downward facing dog. From downward facing dog, we'll lay knees onto the mat and sit down onto our heels. Take your joy, your inspiration again to a prayer at your heart. And then with an inhale, reach up and make your body into a Y that says yes to this new day. Exhale, sink back down. Inhale, lifted with joy and inspiration. Let yourself flow. Yes. I'm ready for the promise of this new day today. I'm ready for the sunshine and the blue sky. Each inhale, a great big yes. Be lifted into one more great big yes. And then exhale. Come back into your heels, this time reaching forward into child's pose. So take a moment here to just find a nice, comfortable resting place in child's pose. And any time today that you'd like to take a pause in your practice and rest, child's pose is always available. So come here anytime you'd like. Spreading fingers apart again, we curl our toes under and lift our hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Now let's step our right foot forward. Lay the left knee to the mat and we inhale, reaching to the sky, a kneeling lunge. Exhale, hands come floating back down and we'll step back. Turn the toes under, lift hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Let's step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhaling down. Step back, this time sitting onto the heels. Inhale, circle arms into the sky. And exhale, sink down into a prayer. Reach hands forward, take shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, roll shoulders back into cobra, lifting the heart. And exhale, hips into heels, child's pose. Once again, inhale forward, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower down. Inhale, cobra, a little back bend. And exhaling into child's pose. Or we'll tuck our toes, we'll lift our hips into the sky, downward facing dog. Step the right foot forward. Left knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhaling back down. Step back, curl the toes, hips to the sky, downward facing dog. Step the left foot forward. Right knee to the mat, kneeling lunge. And exhale, come back down. Step back, hips into the heels. Inhale, with a big circle of the arms, we reach to the sky. Exhale, come down in a prayer. Reach hands forward, shoulders over the wrists, kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, cobra. And exhaling back again to child's pose. Now let yourself just flow right here. Awakening muscles, awakening joints. There will be times when your mind is tempted by thoughts. But come back to your breath again and again. Beginning to open our body from the inside. Beginning to warm our body from the inside. Take one last flow here. Find yourself back again in child's pose at the end of that flow. And we'll allow time for everyone else to arrive here too. And then we'll move on together. So curling our toes under, our hips reach into the sky, downward facing dog. And let's walk our feet up to meet our hands. With an inhale, we reach all the way into the sky, full body sun breath. Exhale, spread arms open wide and dive into the forward bend. Reaching out, flowing up and down, each person to the rhythm of their own breath. Now next inhale, it hands meet overhead in a prayer. And exhale that prayer into your heart. Step to the front of your mat, a sun salutation inspired by the sun that's making its appearance this morning. Inhale, reach up. Exhale, sink hips down into chair pose. Inhale, come bursting up like the beautiful sun. Add a back bend here if it feels good for you. And then exhale, dive into the forward bend. Inhaling, we'll lift halfway up until our back is long and flat. Exhale, take hands to the mat. Let's step our right foot back. This time you can take the kneeling lunge or a straight leg lunge. Inhaling, our arms circle up again, and exhaling, they come back down. We step back now. Either the kneeling plank again or the straight leg plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And let's take an exhale all the way back to down dog. And we'll launch our right leg up into the air. Now step or help your right foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Exhaling, floats back down to the mat and we step to the front. With an inhale, catch a wave of breath. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Enjoy that little back bend if your body enjoys it. And then exhale, swoop down. Inhale to the horizon. And exhale, lay hands to the mat as we step our left foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. And exhaling, we float back down again to the mat and step back. Plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhaling, we'll arch up. And exhale takes us back to downward facing dog. Our left leg reaching high up in the sky. Step or help the left foot forward. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Joy and inspiration reaching into the sky. Exhale, come back down. Step forward. Inhale, rising up like the sun in the morning. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Again, the back bend if you like it. And exhale, let your sun set. Inhale, look up once more. And exhale, take hands to the mat. Now we'll walk our feet back and return again to downward facing dog. In this downward facing dog, we take a moment to pause, to feel the energy we've awakened in our body. To celebrate that energy. So the body that's warmer now, we're ready to move to our standing flow. Let each pose be joyful. Let each pose inspire you. So to begin, let's reach our right leg up into the air. We'll step our right foot forward and lay our back foot flat down on the ground, reaching up warrior one. So in warrior one, both feet are firmly rooted. We're lifting up spine, heart, joy and inspiration into the sky. Now let this flow be inspired by someone whose strength and courage you admire. Someone who stands up for what they believe in. Courageous. Feel how this pose awakens that spirit in you. Be with every breath, breathing in and breathing out. Now our hands slowly roll down behind our back, where we'll lace our fingers together. And as we roll our shoulders back, let's make this even more joyful with a heart that spreads wide open, like a spring flower opening its petals to the sun. And then with this wide open heart, slowly tip the hips forward. Let your heart come toward the front leg or to the front leg or beyond the front leg. Again, finding your own flexibility and strength and balance. Hands for some will reach away from the back now if they have that flexibility in the shoulders. But be where you are. Know your body. More joy. Still inspired by someone who demonstrates strength and courage. Now release hands to the earth and inhale right back up into Warrior One. And hands to the heart, we step forward. Inhale, taking arms to the sky, take the right leg off the ground. Point into the sky with joy and inspiration. Lift that right leg however high you want to, long and straight. And exhale, release the foot, circle hands down and around, chair pose. Dropping the weight of our body into our heels and our hips. Inspired by that strength and courage of someone we admire. Feel your own strength and courage in this pose. And with an inhale, reach into the sky. Exhale, dive into the forward bend. Hands come to the mat. We'll walk or jump our feet back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to down dog. So for the second side, left leg reaching into the sky. Step the left foot forward. Plant the back foot and reach up with joy and inspiration. Warrior One. Awakening the energies of strength and courage inside. Breathe them in. Let them fill you up. Inhaling joy, inhaling courage, inhaling inspiration, inhaling strength. Hands behind the back now. Lace fingers together, open yourself to even more joy with a heart spread open wide. And then slowly begin to tip the hips forward. Taking this pose to wherever for you it inspires you. Blending strength and flexibility and balance. Completely here, present to every breath, every moment. And then releasing hands to the mat with one big inhale, reach back up to Warrior One. And then hands to the heart, step forward. Drop hands down to your sides and with an inhale, reach the arms to the sky, taking the left foot off the ground. Pointing fingers to the sky. Joy, inspiration. Grounded through the right foot, centered. Releasing hands, circle them down and around, hips back into chair pose. Full of strength, power. You are courageous. What is courage but power with heart? So feel your power and open your heart. This time if you want to add some balance here to the chair pose, you can roll up onto the toes. Still reaching up in joy and inspiration. Take an inhale to the sky. Take an exhale to the earth. Hands come down, we walk or jump our way back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to downward facing dog. Now let's shift our shoulders forward. Plank pose or kneeling plank. Fingers are spread wide open, shoulders are over the wrist. Our body's engaged in strength. Now with an exhale, pull elbows in and lower halfway down. And then inhale, push up. Using the inhale to lift us. Not only using the arms, pull with the pit of your abdomen. Maybe you'll find that deep strength that allows you to lift up, feeling as if you're not even using your arms. If you want to do this with straight legs, you're certainly welcome to. Take one more. And then curl the toes and reach hips into the sky, downward facing dog. Stretch into your body. And now looking to our hands, let's walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. And inhale, lifts us on that wave of breath all the way up. Exhale, chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Again, rolling into the back bend, only if that feels good for you. And then exhaling, we dive down. Inhale, halfway lift. Exhaling, we take hands to the mat. We step our right foot back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. So secure a foundation. And then from that foundation, let yourself lift up. So it's like a plant. The feet are the roots. You feel yourself deeply rooted here. The spine and the strength at the center of your body provide a long, straight stem. And then the heart opens like that flower. Let this flow be inspired by someone whose ability to adapt to all situations inspires you. Someone who has that flexibility to go with the flow. These poses, we explore our flexibility in body and mind. Now take hands to the heart as we enter a twist. So we'll take our right elbow across our left leg. Snuggle your body in, lengthen first, and then let your heart twirl around to the left. Once you've found this twist, you can spread your arms open wide if you want, or you can keep a prayer, one elbow reaching to the sky, one elbow reaching to the earth. Feel your heart turning, bringing that beautiful twist into your spine, flexibility in body. And then unwinding the twist. Our hands come to the mat, we lay our back knee down. And with an inhale, we open our arms wide, opening our heart. Exhale, straighten the left leg and bow. Now take a little dance of breath and movement. And on the next bow, we'll stretch into a hamstring stretch. So pushing the hips back, we straighten the left leg. Some who have more flexibility here may go into a full split if they'd like. Close your eyes, come inside the pose, inside your body. Whose flexibility and ability to adapt to all situations do you admire? Let them inspire you now. Breath flows smooth as silk. Now step back onto the left foot. Planting hands, we'll make our way back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling our way back to down dog. So once again, let's look at our hands and we'll walk or jump our feet up to meet our hands. With an inhale, we ride the wings of our breath. And then we exhale to chair. Inhale, touch the sky. Again, the back bend if you like it. And exhale, sailing forward. Inhale, look up and lengthen. Exhale, hands come to the mat, the left foot steps back. Lunge or kneeling lunge. Reach up. Joy and inspiration, lifting us up. Breathe in and breathe out. Awakening the energy, flexibility, being able to adapt. Feel your hips opening in this lunge, spine lengthening. And then hands floating into the heart for another twist. So this time the left elbow crosses the right leg like a vine wrapped around a trellis. Lengthen your spine first, and then let your heart begin to twist its way around to the right. Making this twist be what feels beautiful for your body. Opening your heart to bring more joy to the pose. And then the unwinding. What a letting go. Hands to the mat, lay the back knee down. Inhale, open your heart wide. Exhale, bow. Flowing with breath. Opening up with joy and inspiration. Next bow, we come to the hamstring stretch. Send your hips back, straighten your right leg. Close your eyes. Unaware of what anyone else is doing, focused only on your own body, your own mat. Where for me is this a letting go? Where for me am I relaxing into my body, easing out stress, tension, aches, and pains that distract me from coming back to who I truly am? And then stepping back onto the right foot again. We plant our hands, tucking the back toes under. Let's step back, but we'll send our right leg up into the sky. Now bring that right knee into your body and shift shoulders over the wrist as you come to plank or kneeling plank. Really hugging the knee and the foot in tightly to your body. Hips down in line with the shoulders. Feeling that strong center that supports us. Now send the right leg to the sky again, and let's walk our hands back to the left foot at the back of our mat, standing splits. Leg reaching up to your own degree, head dropping down. Some will even wrap the left hand around the left leg and pull in closer, but only if that works for you. And then our hands walk forward again. Either with that leg still reaching into the sky or setting it down. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to down dog. Reach the left leg up into the sky. And then pull that knee and foot into the body, shifting forward again. Hugging deeply into your centered strength. Let your breath stay long and slow and deep. Left leg into the sky. Walk hands back to the right foot, standing splits. Flexibility of body and mind. Flexibility of spirit. Walking hands forward again. Either with leg up or taking it back to the mat, vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. Exhaling, it's back to down dog. We're ready now to step into our last standing flow. So let's reach our right leg up into the sky. As we step forward this time, take an extra wide step. So your legs are as wide apart as they'll go. Plant the back foot and let's open wide now, warrior two. Let this pose be inspired by nature. The vastness of the sky, expanses of green lawn in the spring. Feel yourself opening as wide as that vastness, reaching out, opening heart, joy, and inspiration. opening wider. Now taking a little reach forward, turn the right hand toward the sky. Don't change your legs, but stretch that arm up and across the sky into reverse warrior, opening up that space up the right side of our body. Inspired by space outdoors, we find space in our body. Now bend the right arm and lay it across the right thigh, reaching up with joy into the sky, rolling heart up to look at that word joy you've written on the left hand. Let your eyes look up to the sky. Be inspired by the vastness of the outdoors and find that kind of space in you. Now with that right hand, with that inspiration, scoop the air and return to reverse warrior all the way back. And then back again to warrior two. Reach into your vastness. Create space in your body. And then straighten the left, right leg and let's prepare for triangle pose. Plant your feet, find your foundation, stand tall in your straight leg. And then tip hips to the side. Our torso stretches out over the right leg. And then let your right hand land on your left leg, your right leg, and your left hand reach to the sky with joy. Again, eyes and heart looking up to the joy that you've written on your hand. Looking up with joy in your heart. The more we open, the more joyful we feel. Now push into both feet and lift up to stand. Bring joy and inspiration together again at your heart in a prayer. And turn the right foot around to the long side of your mat. Now let's take our hands to our hips and spill forward. Preparing for another twist now, we drop hands to the mat. Check your foundation. And let's lay our right hand below our face. Left hand comes up to our low back. Take a moment to lengthen your spine so you have a nice long straight line down your back. And then when you're ready, slowly let your heart revolve around to the left. Once you've found that twist, you can reach your left arm into the air if you want to, or you can keep it at your back. Now the twist unwinds. Left hand returns to the mat and we'll walk our hands forward as if we were taking downward facing dog. Fingers spread open wide, we push our hips back, our thighs back. Space, length, letting go. Now walk hands back again. This time placing left hand below the face, right hand low back. Leveling the hips and lengthening the spine and then twirling the heart around, this time to the right. Reaching right hand up or keeping it at the back. Finding the twist that your body loves the most. And the unwinding, the letting go. Right hand comes back to the mat and we'll walk our way around to the front of our mat. Plant the hands and let's step back. Vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling back to down dog. One more side. The left leg reaches into the sky. With that extra long step forward, we plant the back foot and let's stretch into the warrior two. Be inspired by the blue sky. Be inspired by the bright sun. Reach out with joy, reach out with inspiration. Find space without measure, space without limits. Little reach forward now, without moving the legs, turn the left hand up and slide it across the sky. Reverse warrior, creating space in the left side of our body. Inspiration, reaching up, joy. Now bend the left arm and lay it across the left leg. Reach the right arm into the sky. There's the inspiration, reaching high. Roll the heart up, look to the sky. Find the space inside of you. An open body, vast, limitless. And with the left hand, scoop the air all the way across to reverse warrior again, reaching back behind the head. And then back once more to warrior two. Straightening the left leg now for triangle pose. Find a firm foundation, enjoy the straight lines of your body, and then tip hips sideways, reaching toward the front of the room with torso and arm. Left hand comes to the left leg, inspiration, reaching into the sky. Heart rolling upward, eyes rolling upward, the upper body aligned directly over the lower body. How wonderful it feels to be so open, so free. Now push into the left foot, rise up to stand. Joy and inspiration coming to the heart in a prayer. Turn the left foot around to the long side of the mat. Check your foundation for a standing back bend. Hands come around behind the back where we'll make fists at our low back. Anchoring through the feet and the legs. Let's float our rib cage up higher. And roll our shoulders back. Now open yourself to even more joy as you slowly curve into a nice even back bend. Wherever that is for you, know your body, honor your limitations, but open yourself up to the exhilarating energy of this backbend wherever it feels right for you. Be inspired. And then slowly come up. Shift hands around to the hips and pour that backbend now into a forward bend. Drop hands to the mat. From the exhilarating back bend to the calming forward bend. Nice deep breath of letting go. And then walking our hands around to the front of our mat. We plant our hands and step back for our last vinyasa. Inhale, plank or kneeling plank. Exhale, lower. Inhale, arch up. And exhaling, it's back to down dog. But from this down dog, we lay our knees to the mat. We reach our hips into our heels. We return now to the restful child's pose. Be inspired by an infant, cradled by its loving parents' arms, peaceful, contented, joyful. And slowly our eyes turn to look toward the front of our mat as we witness our fingers spreading open wide once again. We curl our toes, we lift our hips into the sky and return to downward facing dog. And then walking our feet up to meet our hands. We let a nice long slow inhale lift us all the way up to stand, reaching into the sky with joy and inspiration. And coming back once more to our heart. So now we're ready for a balancing series. Let's begin our balance on the right foot. We start today with tree pose. So imagine yourself planting the roots for a tree deep into the earth. When you feel a sense of steadiness here, take the left foot to the ankle or onto the calf or up onto the thigh. Find your center. And if you feel centered and steady, feel free to begin branching out. Now let your tree be inspired by the deciduous trees in spring, bursting with new life, bright green leaves, flowers blooming, inspired, creating seeds. Now bring hands back to a prayer at your heart. And let's take our left knee forward so that our thigh comes parallel to the ground. Rolling the shoulders back, we lift our heart a little higher. Joy and inspiration present at our heart. Straighten the leg if you'd like to, or let it stay bent. You choose what feels right for you. Imagine an invisible thread is pulling you taller and higher. Now returning to a bent knee, arms reach into the sky. Let's fly, warrior three. Send the left leg back now and soar over the ground. You can use your arms in any direction that helps you feel steady here. Be inspired by a soaring bird. Wings spread wide. Flying over the ground. And then come back again to 2 feet. Give yourself a moment to release. And let's return to balancing, this time on the left leg. Starting again with tree pose. Create your root system, and then right foot, ankle, calf, or thigh. Establishing a center of strength. And from there, branching out. Inspired by the sunlight. Unfurling new leaves, opening new blossoms. Full of life. Hands returning to the heart now. We take the right knee forward, thigh parallel to the ground. Shoulders roll back, heart lifts higher. More joy. Straighten the leg here if you want to, or keep the knee bent. Steady mind, steady breath, steady body. Back to the bent knee, arms reaching into the sky. Let's fly, warrior three. Like a bird. Soaring high above the ground, carried on the wings of breath. Feel your body stretch long. And then again, come back to 2 feet. Take a moment to release. And then take a big and beautiful breath, reaching up into the blue sky. Exhale, folding back into the earth. We take hands to the mat. We step our feet back. Once more, dropping knees down, we enter child's pose. Snuggle your hips into the nest of your heels. Feel free to add a side bend this time, walking hands off to the right side of the mat and reaching into the left side of the body with a nice big, deep breath. Come back to center. And then walk the hands off to the left side. Take a nice deep breath to stretch into the right side of the body. And again, it's back to center. Our fingers will spread open wide, toes will turn under. We return to our faithful friend, downward facing dog. Moving into some nice, slow, deep hip opening now. Let's step our right foot forward for pigeon pose. Bend the knee so the right foot drops behind the left hand and the knee behind the right hand. Lay the left leg onto the mat, maybe scooting it back a little deeper. Just taking a few moments to sculpt this pose to your body. Either lift the heart or lay it down. Let this flow be inspired by someone you know who has the ability to let go. Someone who can forgive in times when they've been hurt. Someone who can forgive themselves for not being perfect. Someone who can let go of mistakes made and see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Let that inspire the letting go you feel right now in your right hip. As we let go of regret, anger, disappointment, letting go of negative emotions to create space for more joy and more inspiration. Slowly taking hands onto the mat again. Curl the left toes under. Step back, reaching right leg up into the sky. And then we'll step the right foot forward again like we did in pigeon pose and lay that leg down on the mat. This time hooking the left knee in behind the right knee and sitting hips down for a twist. So settle both hips onto the mat. Take the right hand behind the back and with an inhale, reach joy up into the sky. Exhale, hook the right elbow across, the left elbow across the right knee and twirl your heart around to the right. Feel how this twist corkscrews from the earth into the sky. And then gently let the twist unwind. Unwinding the legs, taking hands onto the mat, we step back again to downward facing dog. And feel the lightness in your right hip. Now let's get that on the other side. Step the left leg forward, pigeon pose. Foot behind the right hand, knee behind the left. Slowly extending and finding the pigeon pose that fits your body. Inspired again by the ability to let go. To not hold on to things that you don't need. What can you let go of right now? At every breath, breathe space into your left hip. Breathe away those emotions you don't need. Create space for joy and inspiration. And then again, we take hands onto the mat. We'll curl our right toes under and send our left leg back and into the sky. Now bring the left leg forward again, bending the knee just as we did in pigeon pose, but this time hooking the right knee in behind the left. Sitting hips back in between the feet. Another twist. Left hand behind the back. Reach up with the right hand. Reach inspiration into the sky. And then exhale, hook right elbow across the left leg. Twisting hard around to the left this time. Corkscrewing earth to sky. And the unwinding. Hands reaching out for the mat, legs uncrossing. Let's step back now to one last downward facing dog. Hips feeling as light as air. Lay knees down. Cross the ankles, swing hips over the top of the feet. And let's take a forward bend. Legs extended forward. Inhale, reaching joy and inspiration into the sky. Feel yourself lifted. And then exhale, tip the hips forward, close your eyes. Take your newly open hips into this forward bend. Now let this forward bend be inspired by peace. By the insights of quiet. And then hands walking up the legs. We'll bend our knees and we'll lower our body all the way down onto our back. So gently lay yourself down on your mat. Pull knees into your body, let yourself rock side to side. As you establish a place where you feel centered and grounded. Now abdominal strengthening. Pull knees into the body and then shift both hands onto the left leg. Reach right leg up into the sky. Now find that nice deep strength deep in your belly. And with that strength, slowly lower and lift the right leg. Super slow motion, so you're feeling that strength at your core. And then with that deep abdominal strength, pull the leg up again. And then a few more times. Remembering to keep breathing the whole time. Bring the right knee into the body. Give both knees a hug. And shift hands onto the right leg. Left leg into the sky. Connecting to that deep strength. Lower and lift the left leg. Slow motion. Deep core strength. Bring the left knee into the body. One more hug to your legs. And then we're ready for inversions. So if you feel safe moving your body into a shoulder stand, carefully lift hips and legs up above the shoulders, using your hands as a support at your hips. If for any reason you'd prefer not to go there, plant the feet on the mat and push feet into the floor, lifting hips up into a bridge. Now be inspired by a child, with all the vitality and freedom of youth. Inversions bring this wonderful feeling of youthfulness back into our body, mind, and spirit. Breathe it in, breathe it out. And then slowly, carefully, and gently, allow your body to begin its way back to the mat. One vertebra at a time slowly brings you down. When you found your way all the way back, if you've been in the bridge pose, give your knees one more hug to let your low back stretch. And then we'll take fish pose as a counter pose. So planting feet on the mat, we lift our hips and slip our hands underneath. Then we'll lay our legs all the way out extended. Sitting on our hands, we'll tuck our elbows underneath our back. And as we roll our shoulders back, we lift our heart, we lift our joy and inspiration into the sky. Let your head lay back to open your throat and neck. And bring the chin in first. And then gently release that fish pose all the way back down onto the mat. Releasing hands from under the hips, instead we'll stretch our arms to the floor behind our head. Feel how long your body is. And then reach down for the right knee. Preparing for one final twist for our back and spine. Cross your right leg over to the left. Turn your head to the right. Let your hips relax. Let your face relax. Let your jaw relax. Everywhere, letting go. And then release the left hand and allow your body to roll back onto your back. You're likely not centered anymore, so move yourself back to that place where you're centered. And then extend the legs and reach the arms. Find the length of your body. Reach down this time for the right left knee. Hug it into your body and cross it over to the right. Chin drops over to the left shoulder now. Twisting the other way. And then with a release of the right hand, at last our body rolls onto the mat for the final time. Align your body again with the center of your mat, and then release your entire body to the safe support of the floor. Close your eyes and let yourself just naturally open to receptivity. Now that we've removed the distractions from our mind, the distractions from our body, we can come to that state of being where we're fully united with our core essence, with the joy and the inspiration in our heart. Breathing in, I welcome joy. Breathing out, I am joyful. Breathing in, I welcome inspiration. Breathing out, I am inspired. Breathing in, I embody joy. Breathing out, I am joyful. Breathing in, I embody inspiration. Breathing out, I am inspired. Breathing in, I am joy. Breathing out, I am joyful. Breathing in, I am inspiration. Breathing out, I am inspired. Breathing in joy. Breathing out, joyful. Breathing in, inspiration. Breathing out, inspired. Let your day be joyful. In your day, inspire others. Stay here and relax longer if you'd like. Or take a moment now to honor your practice today with a closure that's meaningful for you. When you're ready to move on, whether it's now or later, and you've had that closure, roll gently over onto your right side. Just rest there in all the blissful feelings you've created. In no hurry to move on. The final transition, when you're ready for it, it can be now, it can be later, is to return again to that comfortable seated position where our practice began. Breathe in joy. Breathe out, be joyful. Breathe in inspiration. Breathe out, be inspired. So take a moment now of gratitude for your practice today, for the gifts that you've received, and for how blissful you feel. And one more time, we release our neck. And our head flows from side to side. Back at our center with an inhale, our arms float up into a prayer. We take that prayer to our forehead. For joy and inspiration in our thoughts today. To our lips, for joy and inspiration in our words. And to our heart, for joy and inspiration in our heart. May the sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and may the pure light within you guide your way on. Together we say, Namaste.